This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. A photo exhibit new to the Fuller Craft Museum in Brockton takes an intimate look at the personal items immigrants bring with them across the border from Mexico. Arizona-based photographer Tom Kiefer captured the images of what people carried with them to build a new life, possessions confiscated by the Border Patrol and thrown away. Cristela Guerra, reporter for the Artery, WBUR's Arts and Culture team, recently toured the exhibit called El Sueño Americano, which means the American dream, and she joins us now. Good morning, Cristela. Good to see you.
Hi, Bob.
You begin your story, which is up on the Artery right now, we should mention, with Kiefer's background. How did he get access to those objects?
So it's interesting. He was a part-time janitor for a Border Patrol station in Ajo, Arizona. He actually was in charge of taking the trash out. He salvaged these items from the trash. He also took over the responsibility of taking the food that immigrants would bring when they were being processed at the station to the food pantry. That's when he noticed what was really considered garbage. These were items that authorities deemed not essential, but they were deeply personal to these immigrants and refugees.
You call the artist Kiefer a kind of curator of life stories as he uses these items to give insight into the lives of these folks. What did he find?
He found irreplaceable heirlooms. You know, the kind of things that you would grab if you were fleeing a fire in your home. Photographs of couples, quinceañera pictures, stuffed animals, diaries, passports, rings with inscriptions. There were also items needed to survive the treacherous journey across the desert. Here's Kiefer recently talking at the Fuller Craft Museum about his hopes for where these things might end up.
My plan for this archive is for it to end up somewhere that it can just be part of our nation's history, like Ellis Island.
It's so sad to hear that these items were thrown away, but at least he salvaged them. As I understand it, the photographs are posed in unique ways. What do they depict?
Some are extremely intricate. Piles of shoelaces. He took tiny, tiny dry alphabet soup pasta and wrote a portion of a well-known sonnet, The New Colossus, which is the one found at the base of the Statue of Liberty. There's a water bottle wrapped in duct tape, so not to waste one drop. There's this Mickey Mouse sweater that he said he wasn't sure what to do with, but noticed it looked like a shroud of the Virgin of Guadalupe, who is revered across Mexico as the Mother of God. One piece has endless wallets assembled in symmetrical shapes to invoke a kind of order in the midst of chaos and loss. What's striking to me is the respect he has for these objects. Here's the Fuller Craft's chief curator, Beth McLaughlin.
And he's actually taking such care with each object because he knows that it was stripped from someone and discarded. And he really creates these thoughtful, perfectly composed compositions as a way to represent that dignity.
So is the artist, photographer Tom Kiefer still working on this?
So no, he eventually quit that job in 2014. But he's kept thousands of these items over the years in his studio and in town. He still takes pictures of individual pieces from that collection. He makes clear that he never meant to demonize Border Patrol. He's just trying to humanize these people during a time that he believes is increasingly anti-immigrant.
So this exhibit, in your opinion, is a good take?
It's extremely compelling.
Cristela Guerra, reporter with the Artery, WBUR's Arts and Culture team, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.
El Sueño Americano, the American Dream, is on display at the Fuller Craft Museum in Brockton until July 28th.